Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! We love Him. We love Him and we worship Him. Come on, put your hands together like this.
Worship you, God. We honor you, O God, and we give you all the glory and all the power. And oh my God, we thank God for what He is doing in this hour. We thank God for this season. We thank God as we come to the close of another year, 2014, a year of restoration, a year of reconciliation and recovery, a year of a double measure, hallelujah, for those who have aligned themselves in the will of God. We thank God for you, you, and you. Those that are listening by air, I am your host, Evangelist Benton, coming to you live right here on Victory Against All Odds. And certainly we do have victory because God is the greatest power. We shall not be defeated. Glory be to God. Thank you for joining me on today. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we are certainly glad to be in it. Someone didn't rise this morning. Someone didn't make it through the day. But we thank God that you're here. We thank God for the activities of our limb, for protecting us, for being just God. Not for his hand, but for his heart. For just being God, an awesome God, a wonderful God, a God that heals, sets free, and deliver in this hour. So as we come today, hallelujah, we come just wanting to close out the message that we have started on Sunday with the theme Walking Together in Unity and Love, and the subtitle is A Great Falling Away. We want to make sure that we are prepared to get into that set place so that we may bring forth that which God has implanted in us, that which we have carried. We don't want to abort the baby once again. We don't want to cross over into another year not moving forward in Christ Jesus. And so we're going to pick up where we left off earlier this week at the beginning of the week. We're not going to do too much review. I do encourage each and every one of you that are listening if this is your first time joining, that you go back and you listen to part one. And if you are continuing with me, thank you for joining me again. If you are listening by way of phone, you may call, you may dial, press the one, and that will bring you into the studio. If you are listening by way of computer, the chat room is open for you to join me by way of chat. And so as we were talking on last week about Paul addressing the struggling churches in Corinth and in the church of Thessalonica, we talked about just how Paul began to speak to the people in reference to perilous times and talked to them about having agape love, making sure that they have good fruit and making sure that they understand the time that we are living in. And so as we continue in this broadcast, we're going to pick up where we left off. And so if you have your Bibles, your pens with you, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 24. And starting at the fourth verse, it says, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you." We were talking about deception and making sure that we don't cross over into 2015 not healed, not delivered, not set free, but walking in wholeness, walking in healing, and understanding that we must remain focused so that we are not deceived as we see the day approaching, as we know that Christ is soon to come. So as we continue, verse 5 says, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." And so here we see where Paul is talking, and he is letting us know that there shall be wars and rumors of wars, but for our hearts not to be troubled. Don't be disturbed. Stay focused that these things must come to pass in order for us to to understand the time and the season that we're living in. Verse 7 says, for nations shall rise against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. We see evidence of all of these things going on, even here on the East Coast. About three years ago now, the Lord gave warning to me in particular. I know I was warned at 12:25 in the morning as I woke up out of a deep sleep, and the Lord began to trouble my spirit and I began to churn, and I began to text my apostle and let her know that there was a stirring in the earth. She confirmed it at 1:30 in the afternoon Eastern Standard Time. There was a shaking here in the earth. So that is just how God will speak to you if you will allow him to, and how God will not let anything come upon us unaware if we would just lend ear to Christ Jesus. Verse 9 says, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. So we understand that when we take a stand in Christ Jesus, if we don't compromise, if we don't bow down, if we don't get in a place where we rather be popular than have power, we know that we shall suffer many afflictions for Christ's name's sake. Praise the Lord. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. We see this in the body, out the body. We see this in government. We see this everywhere we turn around. We see the spirit of deception. We see the spirit of hatred and betrayal, the spirit of jealousy operating all around us, in our families, in our homes, in our churches. We see the spirit of division running rapid. And so God is sending warning, and he's telling us what is to come. And so we see that as time is as these things are manifested, that we know that soon Christ is soon to come. And so it says, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Where is the love? Where is the unity? And so here is a cry for us to go back to the basics. Hallelujah. It is time for us to go back to the basics. This is a call for repentance for the nation. Jesus is truly, truly soon to come. But we as a people of God, as a nation, as a kingdom, we have come to a place where we have come to a place where we are at ease in Zion. We are slowful. We have gotten relaxed in the body of Christ. We have allowed certain things to take place because we won't stand for righteousness. As we were speaking on last week concerning that scripture, the lawlessness of man is truly upon us, and Christ is truly soon to come. It's time to get our houses in order. It's time to prepare and to align ourselves, people of God, for the conditions of this matter. It is time for us to push. It's time to give birth to that which we've carried so that we will prepare to fulfill our assignment here in the earth realm. Why do you feel at ease in continuing to perpetually make the same mistakes, go around the same mountain? It is time for us to make sure that we no longer fake it till we can make it. We need to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We need to make sure that we're transparent. We need to make sure that we have totally surrendered to Christ. So when we cross over this Jordan, praise God, when we cross over this Jordan, that we are healed, whole, and delivered. Stop making excuses. Don't be like the man at the pool of Bethesda. Don't make excuses and blame everybody else for your inability to get in to the water. Hallelujah. Don't be impotent. To be impotent means not to be able to rise. To be impotent means not to be able to move enough that it would cause change. What is change? Change is transformation. Hallelujah. Transformation causes us to encounter confrontation in a transformed life. So how many times, if we are not sure of our convictions, we will dance around that which we stand for. Are you compromising on today? And so as we come to a close of 2014, make up in your mind that you're going to trust God like never before. Make up in your mind that you are going to get in alignment, that you're going to get in the pool, you're going to take up your bed and walk and stop blaming others for not being able to move in Christ Jesus, not being healed, not being whole. When Christ told us to be whole, he told the woman to be whole, to be healed. So take the mask off, women and men of God. Stop trying to pretend like we got it all together. Stop making excuses as to why, and trust God. So I encourage you today. I encourage you today to as we close this year out, I encourage you on today to make up in your mind that when we step over into 2015, you have a made-up mind to be transformed, to be ready for the soon-coming King. Hallelujah. So as we continue talking about transformation of time, it's time for us to unite as soldiers in the body of Christ. So remember, we use Paul as our witness. And so Paul knew that the believers were faced with much ridicule and persecution from many people. And Paul wanted to encourage them to continue to stand in the presence of a pagan culture and mindset. That is where we are today. We are in a paganistic culture where anything goes. Anything goes. But we are not a voice. If one woman can change the world and take prayer out of school, one, then we as a body, as a kingdom, because when two or three of us get together, we establish a kingdom wherever we are. It can be in the parking lot at Walmart. We have established a kingdom when we come together. The building doesn't establish the kingdom. We, as a people of God, establish the kingdom. So when we come together and establish the kingdom, God will be in the midst. And we charge God foolishly. And I've said this many a time. We charge God foolishly and ask him to do stuff that he gave us power to do. He told us to have dominion here in the earth realm, because he is not coming to do that here in the earth realm. He rules in the heaven. He gave us rule here in the earth realm. Use your voice. Use your dunamis power to make change in the earth realm. But in order to do that, one, you've got to trust God. Two, you've got to understand who you are and whose you are and the power that lies within. When he breathed breath into us, when he made man, he gave us everything that we needed. He equipped us fully. And 15 represents spiritual fullness. When are we going to walk in the spiritual fullness that God has given us? We're not able to do that if we are not healed, if we're not whole in Christ Jesus. So back to Paul. So I come to you today, just as Paul did, to remind you to stand, unite in love in the midst of a paganistic culture, and don't let it be named among you that you have been deceived, that you too have fallen away from the truth. And as I said earlier on Sunday, know the word of God for yourself. Study to show yourself approved. Yes, we go to church. We have leaders. Leaders have been empowered. We have been empowered to know the word, to be the oracles of Christ, but study the word for yourself. so that you know that you can rightly divide the word of truth. Hallelujah. So in this now present, we are witnessing the spirit of the Amorite. And you ask me, well, what is an Amorite spirit? An Amorite spirit are those that are fame seekers of human glory and greatness. You know, those who want you to bow to them, want you to worship the ground that they walk on. We have become a nation of idol worshipers. We worship things, houses, cars, land, our possessions, our children, our husbands, our leaders. And there'll be no God before Christ. There is no one above him and no one beneath that is more greater than the name of Jesus Christ. So be careful that you don't worship idol things. So the Amorite spirit is a spirit that loves to control and dominate others, because they stand in positions of authority. And if you're not careful, they'll carry a Jezebel spirit, wanting to control everything and be very manipulative. Men and women of God, do not be deceived. Hallelujah. Sorry, I lost my connection. It's nothing but the enemy. He's mad. So they love to see pictures of themselves plastered all over billboards across the city. They want others to worship them, but the Lord will have no other God before him. Paul says in 2 Thessalonians 2, 3 through 6, don't let anyone deceive you about this in any type of way. That they cannot come unless a revolt takes place. Again, I said, unless we use our voice and come together as a kingdom against the spirit of darkness. Once we revolt and stand in our rightful place, take a stand, unite as a body, then the word of God says, the man of sin, the man of destruction is revealed. We're able to take the cover off. We're able to uncover the secret thing. Hallelujah. So he opposes every so-called God or anything that is worshipped and placed himself above them, sitting in God's temple and claiming to be God. Don't you remember what I told you about these things when I was still with you? This is Paul talking. You know what it is that now holds him back so that he will be revealed when his time comes. Hallelujah. Verse 10 of that same book, 2 Thessalonians 2nd chapter, verse 10, it will happen with every sort of wicked deception of those who are headed forward destruction because they have refused to love the truth that would allow them to be saved. That means they have not accepted the truth so that they come into the knowledge of who God really is. So how can you walk in salvation if you are willing to be deceived, if you're walking in the spirit of deception, if you're not acknowledging that Christ is King, Lord of Lords, and King of Kings? You won't be able to walk in the spirit of truth. Hallelujah. So this is why God will send them an influence that will mislead them so that they will believe the lie. The results will be that everyone will be judged who is not convinced by the truth but is happy with injustice. Have you settled? Have you settled? Have you compromised truth? This reminds me of Pharaoh. God used him to make himself known to the people at that time. So he used Pharaoh to make himself known so that they know the power and the might that our Christ Lord, that the Lord, who he is, and the power that he possessed. And he used Moses in a mighty way. But Moses had to trust God and walk in the spirit of who God is and walk in truth. And he had to submit himself. not knowing where God was going to lead him, but trust that God knew what he was doing. Will we do that on today? Will we come to a place where we know who God is? Are you willing to trust God like never before? So I come to you today. I urge you to get to a place in Christ Jesus that you know who God is for yourself. And so what is our purpose? So we know that if we go back over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, starting at the third verse, the word of God says, God's will is that your lives are dedicated to him. This means that you stay away from things that cause you to be out of the will of God, and learn how to control your own body in a pure and respectable way. Refrain from sexual immorality. Don't be controlled by your sexual urges like the Gentiles who don't know God. No one should mistreat or take advantage of their brothers and their sisters with issues. Where is the brotherly love? Where is the brotherly love when your brother and sister is in need? Are you willing to help? Is love abounding in our lives as a people? So this causes us to take a look in the mirror and examine ourselves and be honest with ourselves, because some of us are still wounded from being rejected when we were young. And some are still wounded from family members who've mistreated us, from broken relationships. Are you willing to be made whole? Will you take up your bed and walk? Are you willing to give it over to Christ Jesus? And for those that are listening or that would listen, and if you haven't given your life to Christ, today I urge you, before you cross over into 2015, make up in your mind that you're going to walk in wholeness, that you're going to walk in healing. Hallelujah. Therefore, whosoever rejects the instructions isn't rejecting a human authority. So we're not rejecting man. When we reject the word of God, we're rejecting him, not man. Because why? We want to be popular. So which would you rather have, popularity or the power of God? Amen. So the word of God says you don't need us to write about loving your brother and sister, because God has already taught you how to love each other. This is Paul talking. He says, in fact, you're doing loving deeds for all the brothers and sisters throughout Macedonia. Now we're encouraging you, brothers and sisters, to do even more. Psalms 133 and 1 tells us and reminds us as we get ready to close, behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And Hebrews 13 and 1 says, let brotherly love continue. Will you let brotherly love continue? Will you allow yourselves to be whole, healed, and delivered? Will you walk in restoration, healing? Will you walk in recovery and reconciliation back to the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you willing to be transparent? Hallelujah. And so I urge you today to give God a total yes. I urge you to give God your heart. I urge you to leave the issues of life at the feet of Jesus. Let him rule and reign. Let Christ Jesus take charge. You don't have to try to figure it out. You don't have to make it in your own strength. You don't have to lean to your own understanding. But give God a yes and allow him to rule and reign in your life as we get ready to cross over to 2015. Walk in the spiritual fullness that God has given unto you. God is calling for us, calling us a nation back to repentance. He's calling for a solemn assembly. He's calling us back to prayer. He's calling us back to fasting. He's calling us to tarry like we used to. Are you willing to go back to the basics? Are you willing to give up what you, your own strength, your own knowledge, your own wisdom, and give it over to Christ? Lean to Christ for your understanding. Ask God for wisdom. He'll give it to you. Praise the Lord. And so as we close and we take a look at what is going on in the earth realm, in the now, in the present, I urge you to go back to the basics. It is time for us to pray. It is time to us for us to unite. It is time for us to walk in the spirit of love. And then add to that, we are not to be barren. Don't be barren, but walk in the fullness thereof. And then everything that God, everything that you have lacking in your life, when you align yourselves with Christ and the will of God, everything that's been held up year after year after year will begin to dwell. You're able to grab hold of the promises that God has for you. And so thank you. As we close, understand that God is sovereign. He is one who rules and reigns. You don't have to take charge. You don't have to try to figure things out. All you have to do is put a demand on the supplier. When you put a demand on the supplier, he will give you everything that you need, and then he'll give you the desires of your heart. Praise the Lord. And so we thank God for you on today, and so that we no longer want to be immature, but mature. We want to be stable. We want to grow up. We don't want to be entangled with strange doctrines, but be established in grace. We want the favor of God, the ability to recover from the from others' hands. We want to be in the will of God, the favor of God, the flow of God. And we don't want to be influenced by alien doctrines through God's divine plan. So, again, do not be deceived. But know who God is, who he is, and what God's word says, and the instructions God has for your life. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you and understand that God is sovereign. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is sovereign. He God for being sovereign. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help me sing. He is got everything in control. Every situation, yes, he does. Every problem. Thank you for being sovereign in our lives. Thank you for being sovereign in our lives. Thank you for being sovereign in our lives. Oh.